Service call. Uneven temperatures room to room. Field flow for room to room temperature complaints. Confirm the system makes capacity. Then chase airflow distribution. Branch restrictions, returns, dampers, duct losses and load differences before blaming the equipment. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What you'll see. The system runs and makes cold or hot air, but some rooms are comfortable and others never catch up. The classic upstairs is an oven. Downstairs is a meat locker, where the back bedroom is always hot. This is rarely an equipment failure and almost always an air distribution and load problem. The equipment can be perfect, and the house still be uneven if the air isn't getting where it's needed or the rooms have very different heat gains. Confirm the equipment is actually performing first. Then treat this as a balancing and design investigation, not a part swap. Walk it in order. Confirm the equipment makes capacity. Quick gauge slash temperature split check or at least supply temp and airflow. If the whole system is weak low charge, dirty coil, weak blower, every room suffers, fix that first. It'll look like uneven because the worst rooms complain loudest. Once you confirm the equipment is producing, move to distribution. Measure air at the problem registers. Feel or measure airflow and supply temperature at the hot slash cold rooms versus the comfortable ones. Weak air at the problem room equals a branch delivery problem. Good air but still uncomfortable equals a load or return problem. Trace the branch to the weak room. Crushed or kinked flex. A closed or partially closed balancing damper. A disconnected duct dumping into the attic slash crawl. A long undersized run, or too many sharp elbows all starve a register. In the attic, look for a branch that's fallen off its boot. That room gets nothing and the air heats the attic. Check returns. Air can't be supplied to a room if it can't get back out. A bedroom with a supply but no return and the door kept closed pressurizes, chokes its own airflow, and stays uncomfortable. Look for return paths. Transfer grills, jumper ducts, or door undercuts. Undersized central return starves the whole system. See the weak airflow article. Look at balancing. If the duct is fundamentally okay, the system may just need balancing. Adjust dampers to choke the overserved rooms and push more to the starved ones. The closest rooms to the air handler often hog the air. The farthest starve. Manual dampers or register dampers rebalance it. Assess load differences. Rooms aren't equal. A west-facing bonus room over a garage with big windows gains far more heat than a shaded interior room. Same airflow won't keep them equal. Upstairs runs hot, because heat rises and the upper floor has roof gain. Bonus rooms and additions are notorious. Sometimes the honest answer is the duct was never sized for that room's load, or the house needs zoning slash dampers or a dedicated solution. Check infiltration and insulation. Leaky rooms, poor insulation, big window areas and attic knee wall rooms swing with the weather no matter how good the duct is. These are envelope problems that distribution can only partly fix. What normal looks like. Equipment. Producing normal split slash capacity. Confirm before chasing distribution. Register airflow. Reasonably proportioned to each room's size and load. Far rooms shouldn't be starved. Supply temp at the register. Close to coil slash plenum temp. A big warm-up means duct loss in an unconditioned space. Return path. Every conditioned room can get air back to the return undercut. Transfer grill, or dedicated return. Room to room spread. A few degrees is normal. A 10 to 15 degrees plus spread points at distribution. Load or envelope. Common faults and what they mean. Whole system weakness charge slash airflow slash blower. Every room underperforms. Fix the equipment first. Don't mistake it for a balance problem. Crushed slash disconnected branch duct. One room starved. A fallen branch heats the attic instead. Reconnect slash repair. Closed or misset dampers. Rooms over or underserved. Rebalance. No return path slash closed door pressurization. Room chokes itself. Add a transfer grill, jumper duct, or undercut. Undersized return slash supply for the run. Distant rooms starve. Duct capacity problem. Load mismatch west rooms. Bonus rooms. Upstairs. Uneven by physics. Airflow alone can't equalize. Consider zoning slash dampers, more duct, or envelope work. Duct loss in unconditioned space. Supply air warms slash cools before it arrives. Seal and insulate the duct. Tech tips and gotchas. Confirm capacity before you blame the duct. A system low on charge makes the worst rooms scream first and looks like an uneven air complaint. Gauge it before you crawl the attic. Closed bedroom doors with no return path is a huge, hidden cause. The room can't take supply air it can't exhaust. Check for return paths before anything fancy. The farthest room usually loses the airflow fight. Balancing dampers choke the near rooms often fixes more than people expect, and it's cheaper than redesign. A disconnected branch in the attic is a 5-minute find and a hero fix. Always look for a duct that's fallen off its boot before proposing big work. Some unevenness is load, not duct. A glassy bonus room over a garage will never match an interior room on the same trunk. Be honest, it may need zoning or a mini split, not a damper tweak. Two-story unevenness is partly physics. Heat rises, the upstairs runs warm in cooling season. Zoning, a dedicated upstairs system, or stage dampers are the real fixes, not more refrigerant. Safety/code notes. Sealing and insulating ducts in unconditioned spaces improves comfort and efficiency. Keep any duct/return modifications compliant with local mechanical code, the mechanical code duct provisions, and don't pull return/combustion air from a furnace closet in a way that backdrafts appliances. If you add zoning dampers, make sure bypass/airflow is handled so the equipment isn't choked into freezing a coil or overheating a heat exchanger. Don't block required combustion air or return openings to redirect air. Keep the mechanical code section 701 provisions intact.